Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Welcome to Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. Tough loss on Sunday by our Atlanta Falcons, but there were a lot of plays that you can be happy about. And I actually have two plays offensively that were very productive in the game versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's get right into it. To start this off, this was a huge play by Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu is here in the slot, and the guy that I want you to watch is this guy and this guy. Over Mohamed Sanu is rookie Barnon Hargraves of the University of Florida. He does a good job here of actually trying to play the run, but instead he doesn't do a good job because this is a great acting by Mohamed Sanu. The Falcons are going to show what's called a zone read action, stretch run action, and they're going to get everybody flowing up here. Everybody's going to go play the run, but instead Mohamed Sanu, like I said, does a good job of holding his ground, acting like he's going to block him. Safety does a good job. He's actually watching Sanu as well, and by the end of the play, he's going to end up down his sideline. Now, the outside receiver, Justin Hardy, does a good job of taking this corner out of the play so that we have this big area to throw the football in. You're going to see the zone action up front by Matt Ryan. And they come across, and here, stop now. Look, Mohamed Sanu did a good job here of stuttering. It's what you call acting like you're going to go block him. And you see the defensive back. He's trying to make it like, okay, I can't allow you to block me. I'm going to keep my inside leverage so I can come up and make the play in the run game. Also, take a look at the safety's eye. Look at his head. His head is looking right at Sanu. So right now, he's saying, okay, this is run all day. I can take my eyes off him, and now his eyes goes into the backfield. You see the one-on-one coverage on the outside. So he's going to take him out of the play, and Sanu's going to slip up down the sideline, and we have a huge play down the sideline. But look what the run action does up front. Everybody's looking downhill. He's going to be looking downhill. He's already looking inside. Now you got everything you want up front. The play continues. Now you see Sanu sneak out. Defensive back has already came upfield. Just a good job of acting by Mohamed Sanu to get upfield. And this is what you call a big, huge chunk play by the Atlanta Falcons. Finding ways to get big, explosive plays down the field. Mohamed Sanu does a good job of acting. And by the end of the play, you can see he ends up wide open down here by himself because of the good action that he has to make it seem like it's going to be a run play. Now, on the back end of it, you can see exactly what defensive backs and what the defense sees. Makes it look like run, come downhill, boom, look. Look at his eyes. Look at his head. His head is saying, okay, I'm making sure I know exactly where the ball is. Inside, I got free range here. You can't see the safety here, but he's looking right at Sanu. But because Sanu has the look of he's going to block, his eyes come here and everybody's downhill. Eyes here, eyes here. You got everybody trying to play the run. And Sanu does a good job. He's slipping out the backside. Matt holds the safety just enough. And by the time the safety realizes it and the corner Hargraves, it's too late for a big explosive play. So good job of acting by Mohamed Sanu. Good job with the offensive line having what we call low hats in the run game and just an outstanding execution on that particular play by the Atlanta Falcons. All right, we just saw a very well-drawn-up play by the Atlanta Falcons to get Mohamed Sanu the football, a guy we want to get the football to and have some contributions. Next play is just a well-drawn-out play as well by Atlanta Falcons, but they catch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a critical blitz, and it's a bad matchup for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Mr. Tevin Coleman. So what happens here is they're going to bring five guys here, and we're going to be able to pick it up here on the offensive line. But the guy who is supposed to have Tevin Coleman down this sideline right here is his defensive end. We already know this is a bad matchup, a defensive end on Tevin Coleman. That's a bad matchup, trust me. But here's what happens. So they're expecting Tevin Coleman to block when this guy, this linebacker, comes up to blitz. They expecting him to come up and take the block, but in this case, this is what an offense calls a free release by the running back. He has no pickup responsibilities, no blitz responsibilities. He's out the gate right now, and this enables for a good play here. He's going to come right out down the sideline here. They're going to blitz guys up in the edge. Falcons do a good job of picking it up. But the good thing about what Matt Ryan does, he understands this is what I call a hot read. Because he knows the linebacker is supposed to be covering Tevin Coleman, he says a hot read now, get the football out. Now we got a good chance for a big play. Play starts. Now you get a chance to see them coming to blitz. They come to blitz now, and now here's the defensive end. Here's the outside linebacker who supposedly should be, he came outside now. He should be covering Tevin Coleman. He should have him man-to-man, but he expects him to block, so he wants to add on to the quarterback. This defensive end,
who replaces the linebacker here. He tries to come out here, but that's a bad matchup. He gets caught in La La Land looking at the quarterback. And it's a big play down the sideline. So he already has leverage on that defensive end here as he starts to drop out in coverage. And the Falcons do a good job of picking up this blitz. They have five guys blitzing. Falcons pick up all five guys. And out the gate is the hot read. It's Tevin Coleman down the sideline and just a mismatch on this defensive end. All this grass to catch a football for Tevin Coleman down the sideline. Beautiful play call, beautiful execution. And as you can see, a big play. Also a good catch by Tevin Coleman down the sideline. As we look at the back end of it, you see the linebacker who was supposed to cover Tevin Coleman has jumped outside here. And he expects him to pick up the blitz, but Tevin's just going to creep out down the sideline. And he wants to play that area that the linebacker replaced. By him stepping inside, Tevin Coleman already has leverage. Matt knows by man coverage, he has what he wants. And nothing but clear sailing down the sideline. Good catch by him. Nice job, nice execution by the Atlanta Falcons, catching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a blitz. And two good plays, so there's some positive things going on in this ball game that you may want to watch out for. I want to thank you guys for joining me again. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com, and this was Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface.